Call this meeting to order. Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the prayer, please. Heavenly Father, please bless all those in attendance. Help this council make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Be seated. Thank everyone for coming. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
Don Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lake Perry.
Here. All right. Having a quorum, if everyone has had a chance to look at the minutes of the July 9th City Council meeting, if you have any questions, corrections, or additions. If none, if you have a motion to approve those minutes, please.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report. Cindy?
Still waiting on the gentleman to come install the windows. He's having issues with finding someone that he really wants to do it. So he kind of had it set up and the guy backed out. So he was supposed to come last Monday.
So the guy that actually gave us the bid is not the one who's going to do the work?
He didn't do the installation.
Okay.
But he's got all the windows there. And his other, the rest of his crew does houses and stuff. They don't City Hall. So.
That's why it's a little sunny in here. Cindy Haven's got the room all ready to go.
Mm, I like it. Without the mini blinds.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. No, I think so. No, I know it's been ready a couple times for the windows and they just haven't seen.
So.
All right, we'll get through it.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Treasurer's report. Debbie?
In the treasurer's report tonight, I have none.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins is excused absence. Engineer's report, we don't have an engineer this evening. Public comments and petitions. Anyone from the public wish to address this board at this time? Yes, ma'am. Stand and identify yourself, please.
Hi, my name is Anna Nacida. Just moved here a couple of months ago, and I'm just wondering how come we're not enforcing the ordinances.
No.
Specifically Bernie.
Have you called the police about?
Yeah.
Okay. And you haven't got any satisfaction from the police?
No.
Okay.
Did you call in the other night?
Yeah.
If
they're burning now, somebody's burning now. Right now.
Okay, the ordinance does allow like bonfires and stuff like that, like recreational fires.
But not trash.
But no trash, sure.
And not after five.
Correct. The night that you called in when I was working, I drove around here. There was a recreational bonfire down here in my county.
No, I'm not doubting that, but it happens all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
When they're burning, call and we'll come and check it out. If we can find where they're burning at, we'll issue the warrants.
Okay. When there's no one available.
You can call the sheriff's office and they'll call for us.
They will call the sheriff's office?
Yeah. So call the sheriff's office, they'll hold it. They'll create a call for us.
Oh.
But you're willing to sign a complaint as well.
Okay.
For the violation. Okay.
Yeah, I have a pile for you, can I?
What's that?
I have a whole pile for you that I can bring in. So I've been keeping track of when this is going on.
Okay.
It's very awful.
Okay.
Anyone else who wants to address this board?
Didn't have any meetings.
Okay, moving on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark.
Nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
Nothing. Let's have
The contractors got the new filter media in and filter them down the waste treatment plant, so that project's done. And then while we're on wastewater, our jetter back truck is still in the shop right now getting worked on, so we're down without that currently.
All right, thank you. Moving on, streets and alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
Nothing at this time, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Brad Ward.
Nothing.
how many, I know the chiefs have interviewed a person for a potential opening. He doesn't have any police academy, so you have to go to November. And see if he's ready to go by then.
All right. The only thing I have under ESDA is Reagan Communications tested our sirens today, and we can activate them. Our local radios can activate them, so that does work.
It can?
You say they can?
Yes, they can. Okay. Yes, they tested them, and it worked.
Okay. They came and shut off all of the sirens.
Did we do them the last time?
You didn't hear the audio, but they basically unhooked the speaker and then said that it worked. But no, on Tuesday we did not do those.
Yeah, I've seen them working on it today.
Yeah. So, okay, moving on. Water. Alderman Kindleman.
I don't have anything at this time unless the works director has something in his report, so. Unless you have anything.
Just the recent water main break we had down in Washington and Adams.
Okay.
The main thing.
And it's repaired?
Yeah, we got that repaired.
Okay. All right, moving on. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds. Alderman Jimmy Long.
Got a couple things. One of them is Durango's back home. Evan and I brought her home this week. Everything's working fine. They went over budget 95 cents. It was $8,595. But work drove fine, shifted fine, manual and automatic mode. Evan's in the process now. The boys sit here. Taking the old badging off, we're going to put our badging on it. Visitor's roof. Evan had an estimate on the visitor center roof, and they want $55,000. But that's a membrane roof, which is, fine. That's it, unless you got something else.
Nope.
That's it. Oh, one thing. I had a citizen ask me if we have designated side-by-side crossing streets. And I didn't think we did.
No, we don't.
The reason they asked was they were going to the restaurant down here at Countryside. And they cut across from the motel in front of Casey's and run that half block to the restaurant. And a county deputy stopped them and told them that, didn't give them a ticket, but told them that they're supposed to use the designated crossings. Well, I explained to them that what that probably meant was a straight shot across the highway at every four-way intersection.
Well, I think the problem with that is they drove down a state highway, which is Main Street.
Yeah.
It's not where they crossed, it's...
They went over and drove down a half a block and then went to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Which...
A lot of people...
That's a problem?
That's not a problem.
I mean, I can't get home unless I do it.
I know.
So, I mean...
I'm not saying it's right.
Okay, I'm just saying, okay.
I'm just saying that I think that that's the way the thing actually reads.
Well, it is, but... I do it.
Right.
Everybody does it when you want to go to the restaurant or you want to go to hell. I say go to Casey's.
Well, half of them just drive clear up Main Street.
If you want to go to Dollar General.
Yeah.
For me, I had to come out. And
I mean,
the biggest thing I see.
But she was just mainly.
Is the triangle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them anymore that don't have the triangle.
Well, this one's street legal. I mean, they've got the permit, they got everything on it.
Yeah.
They traveled maybe a half a block. At least they didn't get a ticket, but she was asking if there was, the deputy told her that there was designated street crossings.
Not here.
So she was expecting signs, I guess.
Yeah.
I told her that we don't have signs and you're supposed to cross at four-way intersections.
I would say that's the best advice you could give her. The police officer just probably seen it as a pretty well populated area.
She said he was nice about it. He just, she had a question. She wanted to know. And we all do it. I do it. Hell, I'm one of the worst ones. I want to go to
You have to do it. If you're gonna go anywhere, you have to. It's just like Doug said, he can't go anywhere unless he goes.
Yeah. So, that's all I got.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Tourism. Kendall Miller.
Tourism. Music in the park is done. Yes.
Yes.
13 years.
Oh, yes.
I sent a thing the other, sent a text to Karen the other day and said that that's a, sitting there thinking about 13 years. That's 130 nights of music in the park. And, I mean, there's granted there's been some over the years that we've missed, but that's still over 100 shows, and I'm like, that's a lot of,
that's very good.
A lot of shows.
Very good.
And a lot of cooking.
So it does work. The last show we had, the park was absolutely full, and which was nice. And
yeah, so we sold out our strawberry shortcakes. That was good.
Yeah, but and a lot of support, especially with the auxiliary, and then we have. They had the ice cream up there. The rolled ice cream, and that was, I think, a big plus this year. I think they probably did pretty good too, I would think. And it was nice. It was a nice event. So hopefully we can go on from there. The only other thing I had is later on under new business. So, but I want to thank everybody for anybody that had any part with music in the park, whether you came and ate, volunteered, or whatever. Definitely appreciate it. Thank you. That's it.
All right, thank you, Kendall. Moving on, TIF, Alderman John Swallow.
Nothing
to report. Thank you. Citizens Committee, anybody hear from Amanda?
I've turned in the documents online that she required of me, and I haven't heard back from her since.
All right.
So I assume that's a good thing.
Christmas Committee, I don't see Kenny. I know we had a meeting last night.
I can do a report.
Okay, go ahead.
There was only about six of us there, but that was okay. We talked about everything. The downtown Christmas is December 7th. The parade will be at 2. And then after that, you know, the decorating.
What date is that?
December 7th.
The day that we live in infamy.
And 5 o'clock, they'll turn all the lights on at the same time. Hopefully, it works this year. And 5:30 will be the side-by-side ride. And we decided, because somebody asked if Jeeps could be in it. We said, sure. And the guy's like, well, I could probably get 15 or 20 Jeeps to be in the side in it. So, and so I've already started on the parade talking to people. So, we'll have another meeting in September. Can't remember the date. Got a calendar. I could look. Like the third Monday in September, which I don't know what that is. Anybody got a calendar? In front of them?
What time?
6:30. Huh?
16th? That's the,
I think,
third,
so.
Monday.
Yeah.
Third Monday? 23rd? Yeah. Does that sound better?
Yep.
That's no, the 13th, I think. Yeah.
That's 16th?
16th, yeah.
16th?
6:30.
Yes.
At the Visitor Center. So, we always, anybody that wants to come, participate, we're happy to. We had one new girl there, which nobody asked her name because everybody thought it, everybody else knew her. So we got to figure out who she was.
Brenda told me, but I can't tell you what it is now.
Yeah. Think anything else we discussed? Do you think, can you think anything else we discussed?
Soup.
Trees will be the same, yeah.
Maybe we're going to see if the Legion, if your girls and the Legion or VFW has some chili or along for,
yeah, I want to sell soup.
What do you think?
I can ask the girls to not do, yeah.
I think maybe, Sarah might have been calling.
Maybe chili and, I thought maybe the VFW could do one like a vegetable soup and the other do chili.
Okay.
I know you're a good cook.
Okay, I'll talk to the girls about it.
See if they're interested.
Okay.
We just thought.
Where would you set this up at? Inside or outside?
We can figure that out later.
Yeah. We wouldn't stick it out in the cold.
Well, I have some fair weather ladies that wouldn't do well in the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we hope to see more people next meeting.
I'll be there for next one.
That's about it.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. Economic Development Committee, is anyone here for the Economic Development Committee?
I think there's some meetings coming up here pretty quick. What do they call that?
Mapping.
Mapping, yes. I think it's pretty quick, isn't it?
And there's several dates. I mean, they're all here.
Yeah. Anyway, that's coming up, and that would be...
It's at the end of this month. The last meeting is August 22nd. I'd have to look if it's the 12th or the 3rd or the 14th for the one that's coming up here.
Okay.
So I think it might be tomorrow.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It's coming up pretty quick, like the 15th or something like that.
Correct. I can go and look. I have the message, or I have a pamphlet in that room.
And plus, so if you can make that, I'd
be hazard from the
have some input, volunteer, and see what's going on. Hopefully, it's only something that's going to benefit the community more than what we're already going with.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have under that.
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Public Works report. Evan, do you have anything more?
The only thing I got to add, we did have to replace a section of 15-inch pipe on a storm sewer. We replaced about 30 foot of it off of West Lincoln on a line that we've had problems with. And then after all the rain, we had, you know, about 5-7 inches, whatever we had around here. There's a lot of little sinkholes and storms, so we've just been getting calls for those and attending to those. But overall, I think did pretty good with the
gunner
and the
job. All right. Thank you, Evan. Moving on. No unfinished business. Moving on to new business. We'll talk about the TIF agreement with Big Horse Wineries.
That's how, when I asked when, because I asked her if that was the name that all these agreements for Johnny Art Show is under, and her system, it seems that she has them grouped under Big Horse Wines LLC.
Okay, all right.
But this is for his, for Archie's, for their signage. This is a complete agreement, so.
So this is the ordinance that we all have in front of us?
Correct.
2024-04. Anybody have any questions on this, or? It's what we've already talked about, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Already voted on? And
I will send this to Gwen in the morning after you guys agree to it, and he will get his money at some point.
We have a motion and a second to approve the ordinance for Big Horse Wines. Have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
I have to abstain for his family.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swatlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on. Someone wants to discuss the electricity work at Porter Park.
Yeah, I heard for the last, I guess, the beginning of the summer that the project that we were going to do, have the park, Porter Park updated on electricity. And I understand the biggest problem is finding a contractor to do it. And I understand there was one contractor found in Havana. None of the local people, they were either too busy or didn't want to do it. So I just wanted to find out where it's at and what we need to do to get it going, if we're going to do it, so we can get it finished before Senior Drive and actually before Christmas, because we're definitely going to need it. Last page. Okay.
Very last page. Evan ended up giving
me,
of course, Evan ended up giving me an attachment for you guys that you could look at, and it was, it was a quote for you.
The only reason it hadn't been mentioned prior to this was waiting to see if anybody else was going to bid on it, because we always like to get multiple bids.
Right. Now, I guess when that don't happen, we just...
I guess we're going to have to go...
So is this a bid or an estimate?
Well...
It says not a quote.
It
says not a quote.
It's not a quote, so then again, it's...
So I understand that's not...
It's an estimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if he's the only one, can we have him like here this week and give us a quote before they already know what it needs, or get a definite quote and we can get it going, or?
All we've got to do is call him.
Well, read this line right here. He's not going to give you a definite quote.
Well, Well, then I guess we definitely can't give him the job. Not how we work.
Then whatever process is necessary.
I guess somebody could call and ask him if it's a real quote, but that line there makes me think, oh, the way the market is too.
Did you talk to him, Evan?
Yeah, me and Karen met him up there.
What is your impression of him? I mean, was that a quote, or you think that's just a guess?
He just emailed me that, so, I mean, I gave him, we got all the measurements and what we were putting in and where we wanted. Our goal is to get, it'd be 5 outlets, separate outlets throughout the park on the north side. It'd be 4 or 5 on this side. We use some of the electrical on the gazebo, so it's separated. And then we need to walk there and get some larger hookups. The issue with that is, sort of say you got 200 amp service, that's running all your street lights and everything. One panel does it all. I did meet with another electrician, and we met with Ameren, and he informed us that that box was from the 90s, and for what we're doing now, he said it'd be best to put a new one, obviously, so.
I mean, as far as this quote here, as far as whatever this is, I mean, when it says 50% of the estimate to begin with, which is fine, I understand that, but it says estimates are not binding contracts. I'm like, okay, if you're going to do work for City List Down, then we want to know how much you charge, and then it's a contract.
Maybe he needs to be aware of that then.
I also wonder if it is because the cost changed so much. Because if you wait 3 months, then it can be drastically parts so. Pieces.
Estimates valid for 15 days.
Yeah, well, they're only valid for 15 days.
But that's, no, we don't
if
do
you
that.
Have any,
how do you stand here?
Is it one of these estimates in his? I didn't get one.
I just valid until September 7th.
Yeah, I wouldn't hire you at home to do that.
You can take mine. This is the original.
3 weeks.
Oh.
I guess if we could call him and ask him if he wants the job, how much he's going to do it for. We want a solid answer and a solid number, and we'll vote on it as a council. If not, then we're not interested.
Do you want to vote on this? If he'll do it for that guaranteed price, and that way it'll all go on.
I can text him right now.
Yeah, I suppose if we call him and that's, yeah, we can do that.
We can approve, if he'll do it for that guaranteed price, we could vote on it and approve it.
Sure.
And that way we wouldn't waste 2 more weeks of good weather here.
Sure. I agree with that. And then if he's not going to, then we'll just, if the answer is no, then the answer is no.
So I'll make sure to let you guys know.
If the answer is yes, then we'll sign a contract.
Are you making a motion or am I?
Go ahead. You brought it up. I'll second it.
Yeah, it's your idea.
Let's hear that again, David.
I just brought it up to try to help him out. I know. I'm going to make some sort of crazy motion here that after contacting this Pedego Electric, if he will guarantee us to do the work for the amount on this paper, then we go ahead and have him do it.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Oliver and Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye on that part of it. Go ahead.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right.
But he has to be informed that we will not. It will not be. I mean, if that's the price right there, yeah, we'll do it for that. But there won't be any more.
No.
Right.
So.
Okay. I'll give him a call in the morning.
No additional charges, whoever talks to him.
Yeah.
And
that's a binding contract. As far as we're concerned, it would be a binding contract. So.
But we want to make sure the price doesn't change after the work's all done and he skyrockets the
and
price.
Plus, we'd like an end date by the first weekend in October.
I said take up to 3 weeks to complete.
So.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to waste 2 weeks away here.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, during all that, he says that's not going to work. He's not 100% sure or whatever. Do you want us to
tried to put it out for bid or something to see if anybody else.
Well, I mean, I thought we had it. I thought we had other people that were.
Who called, but I figured, I don't know, I'm just trying to aim to get.
Okay. Yeah, let's call him first. I mean, he's the only one that actually submitted anything to us, so we'll give him the chance. Yeah. We'll call him first. If he doesn't, then we'll put it out for bid. So. Okay, I'll make a motion that after a phone call to Pettigo Electric to confirm the estimate and that he would do the job if the answer is no, then that the project will go out for bids.
I'll second it.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yes.
All right.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That's all I have on that.
All right. Anybody else have anything? Everyone have a chance to look at the bills?
I move all bills properly endorsed be paid.
Second.
Motion to pay the bills in a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Bills are paid. Anybody need anything from a closed session? We do not need a closed session.
I'm going to adjourn.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. May God bless you all.
I keep looking at that 2,500.